This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Satan, the three ways to overcome him. Here's Dr. Davis.
We must overcome the same way the martyrs do in the early church and during this time, and we overcome three ways. The first way is by the blood of the Lamb. Revelation chapter 7, verse 14, pictures the martyrs coming out of the tribulation with robes made white in the blood of the Lamb. When Jesus died on the cross, Satan's defeat was made legal on that day, meaning that Satan has no grounds on which to accuse the repentant, faithful believer. We overcome also by the word of our testimony. Martyrs are killed because they would not keep quiet about their faith. Those who are bold enough and faithful enough to testify for Christ will overcome the devil. And the third way that we overcome is by loving God more than life itself. Christ died to overcome our greatest fear, which is the fear of death. The promise of eternal life means little to one who would fight to keep hold of his earthly life. Some of us may not be confronted with death, but it may be that we lower our status or things or our profession or our jobs, etc. But it may be that we love those more of our friends, more than Christ. We love our relationships. We love our jobs. We love our status. Right. It may not be that we have to give our lives or we'll be faced with giving our lives at this time. I think at some point we may, but at this point it's about, do we love our idols more than we love Christ? So the first was the praise in heaven that happened when Christ cast Satan out of heaven. The second is the persecution on earth, which really, this is the most dreadful part of Satan being cast down to earth. So imagine the praise in heaven when the enemy's cast out of heaven. You can imagine it is a glorious praise that they're finally finished with Satan. But you can think about that opposite wrath from the devil as a result. And we see in these verses that there's an aggravated assault. The devil, knowing his time is short, comes to earth filled with wrath. So he only has 3.5 years of freedom left before he's bound for 1,000 years. The intense and awful nature of the Great Tribulation is directly related to the wrath that the devil brings with him to earth. And that's a key point that you need to understand. Is the reason why the Great Tribulation is so terrible is that Satan is cast down to the earth, which he unleashes his wrath on the earth. This is an anti-Semitic assault also. And when we talk about anti-Semitic, we talk about anti-Jew or anti-Israel. When the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman. You remember, the woman is Israel. As we said before, Satan has been persecuting the Jews as God's chosen people for their entire existence. He hates the Jews because of Jesus. And even we know today that Jews are subject to a tremendous amount of persecution in the U.S. as even across the world. But in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And we know that Israel has been subject to bondage, literally, as far as the bondage in which they were delivered from out of Egypt, but also spiritual bondage today.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.